It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Show before the holiday break. I'm mad, but I'm gonna act like I'm not because at least we have the Mets, the amazing Mets. What was that? I'm in Yankee Stadium looking at the out-of-town scoreboard. It's 2-1, it's 2-2. Next thing I look up is 7-2. Back-to-back nights, extra innings. I mean, something special going on with that team over there from Queens. I mean, it's impressive. Defense, pitching, and hitting. Hitting, a lot of hitting, a lot of runs scored. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that. Putting bat to ball, figuring it out. You know, you can go out there and face a guy who strikes out 10, shuts you down for the most part. But it ain't over till it's over. It's a long game. And coming off of last night's game, where you heard everybody talk about the Mets bullpen or this bullpen, whatever. I heard Carlos Mendoza say a win is a win. Win ugly. Win however you can. Stack wins. The Mets are a game above 500 in third place over the Nationals in fourth place. They just took the series. I mean, I don't know. I looked at the box score and I'm like, yo, it's not a fluke. This is something that is tangible. This is something that you can look at and say, okay, multiple guys are contributing. It's not one guy like on the other side of town. And the Mets fans got to be happy with where their team is just 2 days into July. Coming off of the June that they just had, 888-808-1019. To the victor goes the spoils. Mets fans, you have the floor. And excuse me, they split the series. They can't lose the series taking those first two. Evan Roberts down there must have brought the good luck. Beardless Evan Roberts and the Make It Happen Mets. Francisco Lindor going yard. I mean, how many nights do you see them just put up crooked numbers? And if it's not double-digit runs, it's double-digit hits. And five runs in the 10th after what they did last night. You can't turn the game off watching the Mets. You can't leave the game early like Yankee fans decided to do tonight. Not all of them, but some of y'all. Man, when I look at this Mets team, they lose Brandon Nimmo yesterday. Not a problem. J.D. Martinez scratched today. Okay. We've got guys on our bench that can contribute, guys on our bench that can play. And the core guys that you're expecting to get it done, the Francisco Lindors, Brandon Nimmos, Pete Alonzos, they get it done. And they pick each other up. They take turns. Okay, Vientos, not your night, not a problem. He had two hits. Who was it? It was Alvarez. All right, Alvarez and Vientos yesterday, those young guys have been going strong. It doesn't matter. There's so many guys. When I went and looked at the box score in Yankee Stadium, I'm like, yo, Tyrone Taylor making plays. He misplayed that ball yesterday. It did not matter. Right field, center field, he's making plays. I don't know. I have only good things to say about this Mets team. It doesn't even matter that Jeff McNeil is down there going over and whatever. He's playing multiple positions as guys get hurt. You got to move guys around. I saw Harrison Bader ran into the wall. He went out. But yeah, you get two knocks from Lindor, two knocks from Nimmo, two knocks from Vientos, two from Alonso, another one from Alvarez. Torrens as the DH. Iglesias. They have so many guys in that lineup. That lineup, even though, like I said, Hurs had 10 strikeouts, and for the most part was holding them down. They just keep grinding it out and find a way to win ugly. And it's not even winning ugly. Find a way to win in extras. And it's amazing. The amazing Mets. What can you say? Baseball is a wild ride. It is a crazy game. A crazy season. The emotions of a baseball season. It is game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. And all you hope is that they can string together good days. Good series, good weeks, and I can't hate on a team that finds a way to put up seven runs, nine runs, and they know that their bullpen is hurt. They know that their bullpen is lacking. They get Jose Buto back today. They get Dednell Nunez. I mean, back-to-back days, he's sharp, and that's all you need. 888-808-1019. I mean, I'll give you Mets fans the floor. I see the Yankee fans calling. at least I got to see Ellie De La Cruz live. He's different. He's special. He's something, man. I mean, I should have bet all the money on him. I'm looking at the Yankees thinking, all right, the Yankees split in Toronto, don't lose their fifth series. They come home and maybe they'll have some energy, some home cooking, get back into their beds, see their significant others, their kids, their dogs, and come into Yankee Stadium against the Cincinnati Reds and remind the Cincinnati. No, no. The Cincinnati Reds are 40-45. They're a fourth place team in the NL Central. And they showed up to the main stage tonight with a young phenom who was ready to play and a supporting cast of guys that did enough. And our young phenom on the mound, Luis Gil, as we're getting close to the All-Star break, it seems like teams have figured him out. It seems like he's hit a rookie wall. It seems like he's got to figure out some things as far as how to pitch and how to get out of some. He was rolling, though. Like, he was good. I mean, in the beginning, had a couple strikeouts. And I think at one point he retired nine in a row. And he hits a couple batters. Ellie De La Cruz, that triple that he had, right off the bat, I knew it was trouble. He's so fast. I was sitting right behind home plate watching this guy run. His strides, it's like he takes three strides between bases. He's gone, and then you give him a pitch to hit. The crack off that bat, the sound off the bat, just a line drive into the bullpen. That's a guy in his debut at Yankee Stadium that you could tell was ready for the moment. And that's a Yankee team with too little too late. They were not ready for the moment. I mean, Aaron Judge is incredible. We're running out of words to describe him, what to call him. I've been saying now he's a cyborg mutant. He's not a human. He can't be human. He showed you he was human in April, and then he turned back into an X-Men. This guy, I don't know why they keep pitching to him. I think they're just trying to be bold. I think it's some kind of ego type of thing with these guys. Like, all right, let me see if I can get one by him. You can't. The one guy you can count on. I mean, it's good to see Gleyber Torres come through. It's good to see Ben Rice come through. But all in all, man, they're struggling. At the top of the order, young Volpe's struggling. Another 0-for-5. Alex Verdugo's in a bad one. His average is dropping, and for him to be the cleanup hitter, it's not good enough. I mean, we've got numbers. I've got some stats on it that we'll go through later, but you can just watch the team. DJ LeMahieu, he put bat to ball, but guys are there. He goes 0-for-4, and Trent Grisham lays down two good bunts, but when you need them at the end of the game, it's not there. Bottom of the order, him and Trevi just absent. And how many games have you watched in the last year and a half that it's on young Volpe as the final out? The Yankees are down to their final out. The Yankees are down to their final strike. And here comes shortstop Anthony Volpe. I feel for the kid. I know him going through that. He's going to come through later on this year and in his career. He's going to have some moments where he wins the game as that final out. That's rough. I feel like there's been like 10 times he's been the last guy to save the day and he hasn't been able to come through. He's pressing. And I don't know. I don't know if the trade deadline can save this team. I don't know if Juan Soto's hand is hurt. I'm in the stadium tonight questioning all types of things. Like, man, is this going to be Aaron Judge's like second MVP season where he puts up better numbers than he did in 2022 because he's kind of got a better team around him? At least got a Juan Soto in front of him and Juan Soto working walks and Juan Soto seeing pitches has worked great for Aaron Judge. Three hits tonight. That home run he hit tonight, first pitch. Like, I don't know. He's just different, man. We can't waste Aaron Judge. We can't waste this season from this guy. I mean, I'm not getting ahead of myself saying that they're not going to make the postseason and they can't win the World Series, but they got to snap out of it. They look zapped. A young guy like Ben Rice seems to be more into it right now, more locked in. His at-bats look better than a lot of these veterans, and it's a team. It's a team game. It can't just be one guy that you can count on in Aaron Judge. And when you look at a team like the Reds, going down 5-0 in your building by the fifth inning, it's just not a good look. But I've seen the Yankees come home and lay an egg on that first game back. And, you know, I've seen other teams come in and know the lights are bright. It's time to perform. This is the main stage, and everybody's going to give you their best shot. The Yankees got to get off the mat. So we'll talk about it, man. I'm on till 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got to go to the break. Marco hit you with the update. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019 on the amazing Mets and the amazing Aaron Judge and the, I don't know what's going on with the Yankees. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Play fake, Jones rolls left, throws left, wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Try not to be sad. I'm discouraged, depressed. I don't like losing. That's my last game in Yankee Stadium for the first half. I got to travel out of town, and it's not good enough, man. It's not good enough, man. I mean, the bullpen was good enough, right? Well, that's one positive. Obviously, Luis Gil, it got away from him. Caleb Ferguson, I'm not counting. I don't know. I'm good on Caleb Ferguson. He can be the next one to go. This bullpen is fluid, evolving, and ever-changing. He can be the next one to go. Kirk Cousins' cousin, Jake Cousins, you like that? You like that? Tommy Canely. And Weavy Wonder, Luke Weaver. I was good with that. They held. But it was too little too late. The Yankees didn't have enough. Couldn't get Juan Soto up. Couldn't get Judge up. It's not good enough. What we were hanging our hat on, right? Luis Gil, he's an ace. He's an all-star. He's a Cy Young. That has evaporated. And I don't know. It's got to come back. He's now 9-4. That's another loss. His last three starts have not been great. And I don't know where to go from here. I don't know if they skip a start. I don't know. But I remember thinking about these things and saying these things will work themselves out. And that's baseball. That's not Susan's brand of baseball. The Mets are playing a great brand of baseball. If you're a Mets fan right now, you have to be elated with turning on the game at night, watching the best booth in baseball, call these games, and know that you can't quit on the team. You can't turn it off. You're never out of it. They're going to put bat to ball. I mean, I haven't even mentioned Sean Manaea. Sean Manaea goes out there, gives you 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 5 Ks, and they're playing stellar defense behind him. The chemistry is a real thing. They're doing a slap the bag. I call it the slap the bag. Can somebody tell me what they're slapping? They're slapping somebody around. I don't know why they have to put the arm out and then the other slap. Like, what's the like? Why can't it just be a slap? I don't know. They're slapping. They got the OMG, Lindor homers, Alonzo homers. They get to hold up the OMG sign. Grimace is starting to fade somewhat. And now the Mets are actually just getting credit for being a good baseball team. They just have a lot of good players that are figuring it out and believing, and they had to hit rock bottom. And not for nothing, you know, when you hit rock bottom in late May, early June, it's perfect timing. It's not too late, right? Here we are in July, and they're playing like one of the better teams in baseball. And I know it's the Nationals. And I know you can pick apart things like last night, the bullpen almost blew it. So what? Tonight, oh, they got struck out a bunch of times. You know, they didn't have it in the beginning. So what? That final score is 7-2 in 10. So Mets fans, call me up. Yankee fans, call me up. Let's get right to the phone. Rob is in Edison, New Jersey. Rob, you're on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, what's up, man? I'm so excited about the Mets. This Grimace era started about 2.5 weeks ago. I actually called up Steve Summers about Grimace. And you know what? I told my nephew tonight, I was like, I don't even care if it's about Grimace, OMG, dinosaurs, puppets, animated porn. Who cares? This Mets team is going on a roll, baby. And it's all about the offense, Vientos, J.D. Martinez, and Lindor and Nimmo are so hot. And we need to make some bullpen additions at the deadline. And are you superstitious about your teams? Because to me, I'm very superstitious. But like I said, I don't care if it's Grimace or OMG or whatnot. Tell me your thoughts.
Yeah. I think it's great. Thanks for the call, Rob. Like superstitions and belief and whatever, it's whatever you want to latch on to. If you're not in a Grimace, right? I know a lot of people right away were like, this is stupid. What? A purple blob from McDonald's? This is stupid. Okay, that's what I said. Grimace is starting to fade for some of you guys. It's not fading for the kids. It's not fading for that kid in Nationals Park last night that showed up in the inflatable Grimace costume. Whatever you want to latch on to believe in, good. You need something like that, right? The Yankees had the dogs thing. That has disappeared. We all have our little beware of dog signs, but we're scared to raise them up in the stadium. I have mine with me today, and I'm hoping Verdugo snapped back into it. He did not. You need some type of theme. It can't just be nine guys. It can't just be, nine innings. There has to be like a higher power, if you understand what I'm saying. And there's baseball gods, and there's all these different things. And for the Mets, you can point to like eight different things. If you want to point to Edwin Diaz coming back, Francisco Alvarez coming back, Jose Iglesias coming up, Jose Iglesias' song, oh my God, the Grimace Mets moving Lindor to the leadoff spot, having the OMG sign as a prop. Man, how about Carlos Mendoza as the manager just being a steady hand? David Stearns not sitting by and being a passenger, seeing the team bleed out, but making moves, slow changes to get to where they are now, where it's all come together. Whatever you want to latch onto, if you want to say it's JD Davis or JD Davis, that's my stupid team. If you want to say it's JD Martinez and his impact as a professional hitter, finally having a DH, a really good one, whose impact, it affects everybody. It affects everybody's approach as they study pitchers and they get ready to hit. 888-808-1019. Speaking of studying pitchers, it's obvious that they've studied Luis Gil and they're attacking him. And if he doesn't have command, even if he does have command, they're all over him. So he's got the fastball, he's got the off-speed, whatever. If he is not surprising guys, if he's not blowing the ball by guys, guys can crack that ball like Ellie De La Cruz did, like Benson did. And it's just unfortunate because, like I said, the Yankee fans were hanging their hat on Gerrit Cole is not here, and our starting rotation is the best in baseball. We have a rookie ace. We have a rookie in consideration, or was in consideration for Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, All-Star Game to be the American League starter in the All-Star Game. That is evaporating. I'm scared. I'm scared that the deadline's not enough. I'm okay at first base right now. Ben Rice fits. He's a hitter. He's not overmatched. He's shown you enough in these 2 weeks that you should feel good about him filling in until Rizzo mends up and comes back, whatever. I don't think first base is something that the Yankees are going to attack at the deadline. But obviously bullpen arms, they're going to need to attack. And everybody's looking for bullpen. First off, every year, people are looking for bullpen arms. And in baseball now, with the extra wild card, there's more buyers. And two of the rivals of the Yankees, in division with the Orioles, they're looking for bullpen help. Across town with the Mets, they're looking for bullpen. I just think teams are going to be more inclined to help those teams than they are Brian Cashman and the Yankees. 888-808-1019. So what else do you want? Now, Gleyber Torres seems to be coming along, but I am deathly afraid of Gleyber Torres, of putting him back in the circle of trust and thinking that, okay, this is fine. Yeah. You know, Gleyber's figuring it out. He's getting it going. And then in a big moment in October, Gleyber doing something that we've all seen him do. And then we see, you know, that I don't even want to speak it into existence. I'm deathly afraid of Gleyber Torres being Gleyber Torres in a big moment and it costing us a game. DJ LeMahieu, I don't know, man. Like I said, he hit one hard today, but it's not enough. He doesn't have power anymore. He's just a little older. He doesn't have it anymore. It was good to see him get going against Toronto, but you got to take that with a grain of salt as well. It's the Toronto Blue Jays. They're not good. And this is not good. This is not good right now. To go down 5-0 in your own building, coming back home, you're supposed to be the almighty Yankees. You've got Aaron Judge, who is playing on God mode right now, and you're potentially wasting him. That's nuts. Let's go to Lee in Westwood, New Jersey. Lee, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? It's bad enough to get humiliated by the Mets and all my Mets fans, friends, and everybody last week, and then I got to deal with a slide that continues to the Cincinnati Reds. But I thought Boone might have left the kid in a little too long tonight. And the answer for Kate to go to Caleb Ferguson, I mean, can that experiment end, please?
Yeah, like, I'm over it.
I don't understand. I know that Cashman made the trade, and maybe he's in love with that and thinks that he's a good GM and trying to prove to us that it was a good trade, but it needs to end. I mean, I don't understand why they cut Gonzo, who pitched better in bigger spots than Ferguson has. And then in the eighth inning, after Judge hits the home run against the lefty, Boone leaves Verdugo in to hit there, and has J.D. Davis on the bench. If the guy can't hit left-handed pitching, J.D. Yeah, Davis, why is he on the team? Why is he on the team? And, like, that's a terrible decision, and it happens to me with Boone every single game. I walk away scratching my head.
I struggle with it, Lee, and we're in the bleachers talking about it. One's on the clock. I'm going to make a wish for the Yankees to snap out of it. I struggle with it because I don't know if they are trusting their guys to come through or if they are just being passengers in the car as the car is crashing and there's nothing they can do. They're just sitting by watching it happen, and you can't do that. You have to, like, Verdugo, I hate to read this stat right now, but, you know, I've got Lee on the phone. Seth Warner, son of Lee Warner, who works at Major League Baseball Network, tweeted me, and they said that Verdugo leads the league in groundouts to second base.
Oh, my gosh.
And the number is over 45.
Wow.
So how many times have you seen him just knock the ball to the second baseman and just roll over and out? It's just not good enough right now. And that's our cleanup hitter. That's our cleanup hitter.
He's not competitive against left-handed pitching, Keith. And that to me is where, like, that was a big loss. And you talked about the Mets. They brought up Iglesias from AAA. They brought in Turenne. Like, maybe the Yankees need to do stuff like that. They got Jeter down there in AAA.
Yeah,
maybe they got Jeter Downs down there. They've got a bunch of people that are off the 40-man roster, but maybe you need to cut ties with some of these guys that you're trying to be loyal to. And you're right about LeMahieu, Keith. He looks like he's about 107 years old. Like, when Jack Parkman picks up the bat and walks with a cane, that's what LeMahieu looks like to me right now. And I was his biggest supporter. I was all for the contract. I loved that guy. But
same.
That fly ball he hit tonight, it didn't seem like it had any pop off the bat. You knew it was a fly out from the moment that it hit. It's just, it's sad to watch, and I know they have a big lead and all that, but I'm concerned that they don't have enough to get past and get through again in the playoffs, and it's not a crapshoot. It's not. You need to have players that can come through in the clutch, and I just don't think they have enough, and you're right. They're going to have to overpay at the deadline, and Cashman's been reluctant to do that in years past.
And how? Because every team's going to say, oh, yeah, we see that monster that was on MLB Network, Spencer Jones. What about him?
Right.
Oh, what about the
why isn't he here, Keith? Why isn't he here trying to help us?
Yeah, I don't know. He's going to the All-Star game to be in the Futures game. He's not ready yet, I guess. Jason Dominguez is hurt.
Bring him up.
Yeah, I don't know.
We could use an outfielder and a hitter. Bring him up. MDH, if you're not going to use it. Like, I like Jamai Jones, but Jamai Jones is what he is. He's a pinch runner and a good outfielder. You know, if J.D. Davis, if you're not going to use him in the eighth inning in a one-run game against a left-handed pitcher, get him off the roster. Like, let's get some guys here that can play.
Have to. Thanks for the call, Lee. Besides Judge, I'm just getting worried. I'm looking at how ridiculous Judge is, and how many times do you see one player on a team that's incredible, and it's like, yo, you can't waste the best years of a player like this. This guy's going insane right now, and we're losing games. He's unstoppable, and it's not enough to win, because baseball's not a one-man sport. 888-808-1019. It's got to be better. Yeah. Seth Warner wrote to me, 47 now after his 3 tonight. Verdugo leading the league in groundouts to second. More than anyone in baseball. In his defense, Luis Arraez has 44, but, like, that guy, I don't care if that guy's got it. That guy's right with Judge in batting average. Yikes. When it rains, it pours, man. It goes from one thing to another. Now we're worried about Volpe in the leadoff spot. Now we're looking like, yo, we need a utility infielder. We need somebody that can potentially play third, play second. Obviously, we need bullpen arms. Caleb Ferguson, if someone send me the alert if they DFA him tonight. Tommy Canley, great. I was actually cool. Like, Kirk Cousins' cousin, you like that? I'm glad. I do like that. I'm glad that he's here. And Weavy Wonder, Luke Weaver, cool. There's becoming like a small circle of trust in the bullpen. Michael Tonkin, Clay Holmes. I know some of you guys are like, whoa, Clay Holmes. No, you can't. But like, just think about it, fellas and ladies, boys and girls. The New York Yankees, like, people want to see the Yankees lose. They're not trying to help the Yankees. The Yankees have some top prospects that everybody knows about, whether it's Chase Hampton or Augustin Ramirez or Oswald Peraza. Like, they're going to want these top players. And it's always the Yankee tax. It's always going to be a higher cost for the Yankees to get the player. You see it every year. Whether you see it with the Corbin Burns deal with the Orioles. How come we couldn't do that deal? Because we wouldn't do the deal. We wouldn't give up what they gave up. Luis Castillo. Luckily, we're not in the market for starters. I think we're all right with starting pitching. But as far as getting bullpen help, getting bullpen arms, these teams are going to ask for your top prospects. They're asking for your top guys. And if you're trying to build your future and come down on cost, you need these younger guys that aren't as expensive. So it's push and pull. I expect Cashman to figure it out. That's why he gets paid to do what he does, and he's been doing it for so long. I expect him to wow us. I expect him something miraculous to happen. And I guess before we get to the deadline, we'll see Scott Efros or JT Brubaker or some of these other. So, like, as Lee was just saying, call these guys up. You know, they call Ben Rice up. I don't expect to see them call up another infielder. I mean, but they could. They could. I don't know. Play Oswaldo. It's just, you don't have great options. None of the options are great. Between DJ, Oswaldo, JD Davis, none of these options are great. Jamai Jones, you got to play Trent Grisham in center field. Stanton being hurt. Today was actually a day where I'm like, man, I miss Giancarlo Stanton. And I think we got to put more respect on his name and the impact that he's had. Because when he's not here, like, you can see that there's holes in that lineup. As you get lower in the lineup, and he was having a great year, and hopefully he's on the mend. I did see an update about, you know, him doing some treadmill work or, like, coming back. But, man, again, when it rains, it pours. And you have a guy in Aaron Judge that is unaffected by it, still doing his job, whether it's a single, whether it's a homer. This guy is consistent and steady. He's a leader. He's a captain. But he doesn't have enough around him. 888-808-1019. Mario in Long Beach. Whoa.
Yo, what's going on, Keith?
Not too much. Just came in hot right there.
Yeah, are you at the ballpark, or are you back in the office?
I wish. No, I'm here. I left the ballpark. funny thing happened to me. I'm 1 foot out the door, and I'm watching right by the exit so I can get to my car, and there's a kid that pulls up next to me, and I see his jersey. He had on the most despicable, egregious jersey I've ever seen in Yankee Stadium. It was a Fugazi Derek Jeter jersey. That said Jeter across the back in case you needed clarification. And then there was a signature on the top that was faded. And I'm like, that's not Jeter's. It was a Zach Hampel signature. And at that moment, exactly. At that moment, I knew the game was over. I was like, I'm out. I'm leaving. I took a picture of him and I walked out. And that was final out. Bam, bam, bam.
That's terrible. That's terrible. You know, like, I look at this game, too. You know, I think this was a game that was definitely winnable. And I think what happened, too, that you haven't seen yet, because one of the big reasons why Judge has 82 RBIs is because of Soto. You know, and Soto really didn't get on base today. If he would have gone on base like he usually does, it might have been a little bit of a different
game. He is swinging out of his shoes. He is trying to hit that Yankee Stadium homer. He wants to be the guy right now, and I don't know if it's his hand. I don't know what it is, but he has not hit a homer.
Yeah,
Yankee
one thing.
Stadium.
Let me leave you with one thing. It's driving me nuts. Cabrera needs to play every day. Why do they have LeMayu there?
LeMayu's
batting 180. Cabrera's batting 230.
They don't love him. Now, they paid DJ, and they're looking at the back of the baseball card.
Cabrera's better. He can run.
Nah, they don't.
Taking my call, buddy. Right?
Yeah, you're right. I'm with you. Thanks for the call, Mario. But it's obvious, and DJ had a couple extra base hits over the weekend, and that's all that they needed to say. There we go. Keep it going. Yep, you're in there. Come on, DJ. You're making $15 million a year. You're a batting champ. Man, winning the batting title is kind of turning into a Madden curse. Jeff McNeil, Tim Anderson. I mean, winning the batting title, you might fall from grace. Tim Anderson got DFA'd today by the Marlins. Yikes.
Yo, Keith, real quick. Are you in? Would you be in on a Tim Anderson pickup for the Yankees right now?
For the New York Yankees?
Of course.
Or the Staten Island Yankees?
Maybe.
Not the New York Yankees. Hell no. No. His numbers are trash. He's cooked, bro. And I mean, obviously with the whole shenanigans with him and Josh Donaldson and that whole thing, no way. He's not welcome here. And I'll never forget that Field of Dreams game and him hitting that home run, walking us off and doing that stupid celebration. And yeah, you know, just had to pitch Andrew Heaney. You know, the Yankees just do some dumb stuff like that all the time. Just got to get that innings, you know, got to get the innings out of Andrew Heaney. let's talk about the Mets. It's a much better vibe. It's much better energy. It's a much better feeling, right? Kodai Senga's coming back. You got Jose Buto back. Lindor's been playing out of his mind. Now you got to put respect on his name. All the Lindor haters are quiet. I've got sunshine. Francisco Lindor, the numbers that he's put up since he's been leading off. I have a stat from SNY Mets. He's hitting .467, a .579 on base percentage. His OPS is 1412. Like, this guy, since they're just like, boop, yo, lead us off. He silenced all his critics. Every Met fan is like, hey, he's one of the better shortstops in baseball. Like, actually, that contract's not that bad right now. And yeah, they've got a lot of guys that are actually playing the part and looking the part. Francisco Alvarez, I saw Fliegelman put out a happy anniversary. On this day in Mets history, the Mets signed a 16-year-old catcher, Francisco Alvarez. Who would have known? I think everybody knew that he was on his way. That young man, that's my favorite Met. His energy, the energy he plays with, and all these guys, man, together as a unit, you can tell it's them against the world right now. You can tell that they believed. And I remember watching some of those post games in the beginning of the season where they would ask these guys, after terrible losses, after they, you know, the bullpen blows it, they'd ask the position players, and they're just like, nope, they were steady with, you know, we got to lock in, we got to focus, we got to be better. Tomorrow's another day. And here you are right now. You know, it's tough to look at the record and be like, oh, yeah, well, they're, you know, they're only a game over 500. Nah, it's what have you done for me lately? Lately, the Mets have been balling. Ryan is in Tarrytown. Ryan, you're next up on the Fan.
Thanks for taking my call, Keith. First, I just wanted to say that I listen to a lot of radio. Even though I'm a Mets fan, Howie Rose, I thought I listened to your color commentary on the Yankee games that you did, and it was very good, wonderfully enjoyable. That's all that matters.
Oh, thanks.
I congratulate you and compliment you.
Thanks, man. On the internet, they said I was trash.
No, well, you know, who listens to the radio? I listen to the radio. I listen to Howie Rose. I listened to
Susan. I appreciate it. Right?
You were great.
I did the best that I could.
My
heart was exploding. My brain was it was a lot. So thanks for that.
I can't imagine Yankee radio broadcast is.
I was just like amazed by everything.
Unbelievable. But congratulations. So I don't want to make a grimace point, but Alvarez, I think, is the stat of the win and loss difference with or without Alvarez is a real stat, because I go to my games on a Saturday package, and he saves about 3 to 4 wild pitches a game, some a lot with runners on base, and really it's been the difference. So I think that's a real stat. I want to make a grimace point. Can I make a grimace point?
Of course. The kids love grimace.
Yeah, well, I think grimace is what, you know, I remember I'm 48 and the players were making nice salaries when I was a kid, but now they're billionaires, you know, and it's really becoming like a difference between the fans and the players. But, I can't relate to the billionaire with the Yves Saint Laurent, the Gucci coming in, you know, but we can bond on something like that as a fan and a player. I think it's beautiful. I think you should be welcomed. And how the game evolved. That's what my point is.
Everybody eats McDonald's at some point in your life. Everybody knows Grimace and the Ronald McDonald's characters. It's something that came literally out of nowhere. I tip my cap to the Mets for deciding, yeah, this guy's going to throw out the first pitch. And some type of cosmic energy took over. And they haven't looked back since. I'm all for all of these different things that we can point to as the change in the last month with the New York Mets.
God bless you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, man. Yeah, and I appreciate you guys, man. It's funny, you know. And even when I was in a stadium today, somebody's like, "When you doing another call?" I'm like, "I don't know. I don't want to be on the call when the Yankees are losing like this. I have nothing to say. I'd be quiet." I mean, I got the call the White Sox series, the Friday and Saturday games of the White Sox series, those games were amazing. And, like, Luis Hill broke the rookie record for strikeouts. Juan Soto had two homers. Like, those were great games. Now, I wouldn't want to be up there. I mean, shout out to our radio broadcast crew. It takes some professionalism to sit there and watch these guys go up, three down, strike out, pop out, fouling off pitches, not putting it together. Well, at least you got Judge. Judge will always be a treat. But, yeah, if I get another opportunity, I'll be more prepared. It won't be my first rodeo. And I don't know if that'll come because we have a lot of good, talented people. But I thank you guys for saying that. And I know the internet is fake life. It is not real. The internet, like, I jokingly mention things from the internet that I read, but I read everything on the internet. There's some really nice people on the internet as well. And there's really nice people in the stadium. I met, I don't know how many people tonight that just, you know, at least five or six people tonight that pulled up to take pictures. And I try to give you guys the love back. And thank you for recognizing me and coming up to me and saying you listen to my show and wanting a picture. And, you know, just that energy that you have, man, like smiles and people, KM to AM. Keith, are you Keith? Yeah, of course I'm Keith. What's up? So, thanks, guys. Let's keep it rolling. 888-808-1019. Again, it's my last show, and then I'm off until, I think, the 8th. So, yeah, call me up with your Mets takes, your Yankees takes, your questions, your thoughts. I'm going to come back and just talk Mets, and I'll let the Yankee fans call and complain about everything with the Yankees right now, because it's not good enough. It's not good enough. And now it's starting to get worrisome. Now you're starting to look at this team, and you're like, wow, they're evaporating to this point. With just, like, losing Rizzo and Stanton. I don't know, man. Gotta break out of it. Like, the Cincinnati Reds, I get it. Ellie De La Cruz is a phenom. But, yeah, you got to have more than that in the first few innings of the game. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Hey, yo! KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan for the last time this week. Going into the holiday break. The Yankees lose 5-4 to the Cincinnati Reds. But the make it happen Mets. Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. They score 5 runs in the 10th inning to win 7-2. Can't turn those games off. Got to watch the full Mets game. And good. Because you're usually getting the result you want in this last month. And there's just so many feel-good stories, man. For a team that always has these LOL Mets stories, for a team that always has these only the Mets can out Mets the Mets stories, something has changed, something has turned, where all the way down the lineup, you've got stories with these guys. Like, I mean, Brandon Nimmo hitting his head, that could have been bad, right? That could have turned into like, yo, this guy is on the IL. He's out for weeks. Like, he can't put a hat on, helmet on. Like, no, just gave him a day off. He comes back. He balls out. Francisco Lindor, all the talk about Francisco Lindor, his struggles early on, his contract. You move him to the leadoff spot, he's an all-star. Guys like Harrison Bader, Tyrone Taylor, DJ Stewart, where there's not even that much room for them, but Starling Marte goes down, and it's like these guys have been very serviceable, whether it's their defense or clutch hitting. I mean, they're throwing Ben Gamel in there. LGYM. Let's go Yankee Mets. Carlos Mendoza, a first-year manager, just a steady hand, even-keeled, the same in a win or a loss. Pete Alonso in a prove-it year, still doing what Pete does, hitting home runs, and he's not having a terrible year. Mark Vientos getting to play every day. You know, the story about his dad, the story about him being a Mets fan and a David Wright fan and wearing his number. Now he gets to play third base every day for the Mets. He gets to 10 home runs quickly. He's hitting 300. He looks like he belongs. Francisco Alvarez breaks his thumb but comes back from that, and he's the change. He's the difference. He's the alpha. He's the best. He's got the tattoo on his neck. Would love to have a catcher like that that pops up and throws a guy out. second base, just guns him out. I mean, what else? Luis Torrens. Yankees, we don't need him. Luis Torrens has been solid. Jose Iglesias, yo. This guy said he was floating. I just can't imagine how good he feels. For him to have the single, oh my God, as Candelita, like, to be, you know, a dual personality, to be in one light a pop star with a charting number one single, and then to actually not let that affect your play on the field. He's been really good when called on the field. Came up big the last two nights. I mean, I don't know. You can't hate on the Mets. There's nothing bad you can say about them. They have so many feel-good stories. Let's go to Butch in Brooklyn. Butch, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Love the show.
Thanks for calling in.
I want to just give you three quick Mets points as I got the time. First of all, I think no one's given enough credit to that team meeting. That team meeting was big. I mean, after that, that's what I thought. I mean, we can have all these props and stuff, but the team meeting was quite a serious move over there. And then, of course, the lineup changed. Then we got... This is underrated. I feel like we got Alvarez and Vientos, and these guys are hitting, and no one's giving credit to that farm system. I mean, look who they're bringing up. Those two guys are playing amazing. And just three before
Brett,
I let you
Brett Beatty is mashing. He's like, please bring me back. You don't see me?
Yeah, definitely. And one thing, I got to think, we got to send DJ LeMahieu and Jeff McNeil on some boat to Africa. I don't want to see these guys again. I mean, we don't have room for you, McNeil. We got Iglesias. We got these guys. We just don't have room for you. You're an automatic out. I mean, what are we doing here?
That's
I know he's
sad. Running around. It is honestly crazy.
But how much time do we have to wait to see that he can't prove himself anymore? Like, how much time do I got to see him up there every day? I'm burnt out.
It's almost hard to believe. Thanks for the call on the points, Butch. Definitely. I don't think I mentioned when I mentioned all the things like, oh my God, and Grimace, and I didn't mention the team meeting. See, that's what I'm saying. There's 10 different things you can point to that changed the Mets season. Jorge Lopez throwing his glove into the stands as a sacrifice. Would Jeff McNeil and DJ LeMahieu, their fall off from being batting champs not that long ago, I think that's what gives them the leash that they have. Because you've seen it. So it's just hard to believe that they don't know how to hit anymore. It's hard to believe that they're not major league level hitters anymore because you've seen them dominate. I don't know. It's not banning the shift. It's not the pitch clock. Like, these guys have been reduced to, like, I don't know, and they both got paid. Blair's in Jersey City. Blair's next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, man. Great show. Maybe my second time calling, but, dude, I heard you were off for about a week, so I just wanted to check in. I'm a Mets fan. Love everything you're talking about with, like, the 10 different storylines and, like, you know, feel-good stuff. Francisco Alvarez, like you said, the best. He's got that tattoo, which is bizarre. But awesome.
Nah, I like that. I like that confidence because he is, and he's 22. He's gonna be one of the best catchers in baseball before it's all said and done. He's already up there.
He's a captain, I feel like, at the age of 22, I feel like.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they follow his lead, which oddly enough, like, for him to be as young as he is, an alpha is an alpha no matter what.
So, and then I had just two, I'm just kind of curious about two different things, how you feel about Mets Yankees Subways Series World Series in this year, and also about Trevor Bauer and if the Mets should pick him up.
Yeah, I saw BT has brought that back. Thanks for the call, Blair. Sorry to cut you off. I don't know if it's because BT interviewed him right here where I'm sitting. I remember that Friday well. I want to say it was in the fall, or it was cold, so it had to be like in the winter. I remember it was a Friday where I had to take care of my son all day, but I was locked into that. And I remember I was supposed to meet with Spike, and Spike and I canceled the meeting. We were like, yo, let's listen to this Trevor Bauer interview. And back then, I don't think we knew all the details, and I don't think anybody knows all the details, but back then we didn't know that he wasn't going to get back into baseball. We thought him doing the Fox News hit and then coming here to WFAN, I thought he was on the campaign trail to coming back. I'm like, I think I even had a day where I was like, the Mets should take a chance on him. The Mets wanted him when he chose the Dodgers. He said he's got some rapport with them. He's not coming back to baseball. Like, we just got to let that one go. I'm not going to rehash it. I think that I have been the most outspoken on WFAN against his return because of a couple things that were sent my way online, and maybe it's because I'm that much of an internet head. And like one of the girls, I forget her name, she's clearly a clout chaser. She like followed me on Instagram, Twitter. She might be listening to this radio show right now. She's done some podcasts to like tell her side of the story and get her 15 minutes of fame off of it. But there's multiple cases that are still out there, and it isn't just one case. I forget the chick's name. It's the girl that everybody saw, like, the video of her in bed with him, and he's got the eye mask on sleeping, and she kind of smirks, and she's the one that, you know, was trying to railroad the guy, trying to extort the guy, trying to get money out of the guy. But, like, what I'll say is this. You know, he's pitching for the Mexican League. I don't think his stuff is... If his stuff was that good, I think somebody in a smaller market would have taken a chance on him by now. Like, we're at the halfway point, yo. Like, we're about to go to the All-Star game. All-Star game is coming up. And with all of the positive vibes and good things going on, feel-good stories with the Mets, do you think Steve Cohen and David Stearns need pitching that bad that they're going to say, Trevor Bauer and your assault charges and your sexual violence and punching women in their vaginas, come on down? I don't mean to laugh, but like that's the type of stuff that's out there on this guy. Like, this guy was into some kinky stuff, and I don't care what you do in your bedroom, bro, but clearly Major League Baseball knows and does, and they've kind of blacklisted this guy where he's not getting in, and he's not going to come to the Yankees. And no one's, why did I not mention the Yankees? The Yankees don't have issues with their rotation right now. Carlos Rodon has melted and turned back into what he was last year. Can't keep it together. Luis Gil's hit a rookie wall. I mean, Marcus Stroman is turning on his teammates. Gerrit Cole figured it out some. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nestor Cortez is here and there. When he's in the Bronx, he's excellent. When he's on the road, not so much. How come no one's saying bring Trevor Bauer to the Yankees? It's not happening. It's not happening. We got to do a Casabigos big shot of the night. That's going to come up next. Spoiler alert, I don't like to give it to losers, so it will not be any of those guys in the pinstripes. I'm on till 2. Call the show if you've got anything that you'd like to add about the Mets or the Yankees. Questions, comments, and concerns. Casamigos big shot of the night coming up next. The number to dial is 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Wakanda! Welcome!
Casamigos big shot of the night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And we got to pour one up tonight for Brandon Nimmo. He's a baller. I mean, this guy bumped his head and obviously missed the game. Got an extra little bit of time off. Harrison Bader runs into the wall. He comes in and he proceeds to tie the game at 2-2. And obviously adds on an extra innings. And I think he's the player of the game and the story of the night since, you know, he slipped and fell and bumped his head and he's all right. And man, I mean, when you look at Brandon Nimmo as a guy that got paid and one of the core players on this team, you're getting what you want out of guys like him and Lindor and Alonso and so many other guys on this Mets team. It can be anybody's time, anybody's night. They're doing it as a full unit. And it's never say die mentality now. They can score runs in bunches, and I love their strategy in extra innings. Their strategy in extra innings is to hit the ball and do damage, and they have. So another win for the Mets. They can't lose the series, and we'll see what happens with J.D. Martinez. J.D. Martinez says the ankle soreness was from some new cleats that he had, so didn't matter. They didn't need them. 888-808-1019. We're talking about the Make It Happen Mets. And I just look at this Mets team, like I said, there's just so many things you can point to. That's great. On the other side of town, there's so many things you can point to that are wrong. There's so many things that you can point to that you're concerned about with the Yankees. And when we're approaching the deadline, it's causing a lot of concern because the deadline isn't a magic elixir. Again, I've been saying this the last couple days. It takes two to tango. You have to give to get. There is a Yankee tax. Brian Cashman being the Yankees' eternal GM, some GMs respect him. Some GMs probably don't. Some GMs want to work with them. Maybe some GMs don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, historically, Cash has waited to make buzzer beater moves, right? The day of the deadline, things popping up and happening. I'm sure he's working. And, you know, a report came out that, you know, they're searching the bullpen market. Yeah, so is everybody else that's in contention. And there's a lot more teams in contention now with the third wild card. So I don't know. I'm not placing all my stock in, oh, we got the deadline. This can be fixed. A couple weeks ago when they were sliding, I was like, well, at least it's happening now and not August because we can address some things at the deadline. But now it just seems like there's too many holes. And now it seems like they're going to have to pick and choose which holes they can fill. And my fear is that if they say, well, this is who we have at second base, this is who we have at third base, this is who, that, you know, that's going to come back to bite them. Meanwhile, every night, Aaron Judge is doing something that makes you say, this guy's the best player I've ever seen. I said it. Salicata said it. Jerry Recco said it. I was the first one to say it because what I was saying was, like, out of guys that I've seen live, like, I was at Judge's first game. I've seen a ton of his home runs live. I can't put a number on it. I've seen a lot of his at-bats right behind home plate. And for what my money's worth, like, that guy is way different than anyone I've ever seen. And, you know, people want to helicopter in and say Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds and Tony Gwynn, or I don't even know who else people were throwing out there. I'm like, no, you're missing what I'm saying. This is the best clean hitter, player, captain, person on the field, off the field, how he is in the media, how he is with his teammates. Like, this guy is a complete package. I said I already repented. I already prayed and God forgave me for my sins against Aaron Judge, thinking that he was hurt earlier in the year, thinking that, well, if he was hurt, you know, they should shut him down because we're going to need him later in the year. No, he wasn't hurt. He's allowed to slump. And coming out of this slump, like, what? What we've seen from this guy doesn't make sense. And it also doesn't make sense for the Yankees to waste this season of Aaron Judge. He's healthy right now. Knocking on every piece of thing that might be wood in here. He's healthy right now, and he's balling right now, and you're losing this many games? That doesn't worry some of y'all? I think it worries everybody. Matt is in Woodstock, Connecticut. Matt, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I was exactly right. I'm glad you just said that, because I was going to call and ask you if I'm overreacting about the Yankees. Like, if you told me a month ago that the Mets and the Yankees would be in the position they're in, I'd laugh at you. But now it's like they have a better chance of winning. The Mets have a better chance of winning the World Series now than the Yankees. And I'm concerned when you can't beat garbage teams like the Athletics and the Reds. And, you know, it just gets ridiculous at one point. And I'm glad you agree with me.
Well, I won't agree with you on the World Series. But what we're talking about is, like, the brand of baseball they're playing, like, it's now become consistent. And that's not good. And, I mean, I think the Orioles just won again. So, like, we're looking at the Mets fighting for a wild card, and if the Yankees are a wild card playing like this, like, and it's a long way till October, but, man, these habits, and it's not good. This losing is contagious, just like winning is contagious, and they are building bad habits.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, I think I say the World Series because when it comes down to it, like, the games that the Mets are winning right now, they have the grit, and they're showing fight against teams that, you know, people aren't expecting them to beat, but
they can hit. They can score runs. They have a complete lineup. Even though they have a bullpen in shambles, it doesn't matter when you can score 7, 9, 11 runs.
Absolutely. It's getting ridiculous. And I, like I said, I think it's just going the opposite ways that I thought it was than a month ago. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Thanks for the call, Matt. The Orioles haven't won yet, but I just saw Grayson Rodriguez's stat line. I'm discouraged, man. I don't know. I know it's a long road. I know it's a long roller coaster. I know it's just in the second day of July, but I've been watching his team. And so Grayson Rodriguez goes out there, throws 104 pitches. He goes 6 1/3, gives up 2 hits, no earned runs, strikes out 8. And the Orioles are in the bottom of the 8th out in Seattle, up 2-0. And, as the Yankees keep losing and they keep winning, right, You know, they're a half game back. They'll you know, Orioles win, they'll be a game up. And I don't know, man. It's not good, bro. It's just not good. It's not good to lose to the Orioles like you have and now go on this skid where the Orioles have injuries too, but they're figuring out how to win. They're figuring out how to continue to get wins. They're grittier than you. They're, you know, they're going to start putting some separation on you if you don't figure it out fast. 888-808-1019. It's already 12 o'clock. Marco's going to hit you with the update. When we break this down, I'll say good morning on the other side. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.